have a wise boat Monday night.
They just leave as is. You just carry on, no problem. So instead of saying ato echad, he said ato kedashto. But instead of saying ato kedashto, he said ato echad, he leaves it as it is, and that is good. Next one. Someone was meant to daven musaf, and by mistake he davened shachris mincha or mariv. So he has to go back there for to come to Shabbos. That doesn't help. So we said over there that if you haven't started with say yet, you can say say. If you start to say already, you say, you can say if you after it say, you have to go back to come to Shabbos. And if you finish the Shemen Esther, you have to start the Shemen Esther again. And finally, the person was meant to daven Mariv Shachris or Mincha. He got it wrong, he davened Musaf instead. That's put it wrong. Then he has to stop where he is and start straight away to come to Shabbos. That is what we said 2 days ago. End of Chazorah number one. Chazorah number two is what we said yesterday. Quickly go through it, Rabbi Isai. And we said that on a Tanis, let's try to make this very quick, there's a lot to say tonight as well. On a Tanis, just find it first, I think Aleph that was. That is, Chazan says Anenu in between our Moshi. We need a sitter here. We've got a sitter Moshi. Oh, Shkai Moshi. Thank you very much. Wow. Very well planned, very good. Shkai Moshi. So in, he says it between Goy Yisrael and Rafa'enu. If he missed it out, called man, he's not finished the next bracha of Rafa'enu. He's not said Baruch to Hashem. He's not said Hashem Hashem. He goes back to Anenu and he says there. If he missed out there, he said Baruch to Hashem already. He leaves it, he carries on, and he goes to Shema Kaleinu, and he says it in Shema Kaleinu. If he missed out Shema Kaleinu as well, then he says it after Yule Rotzoin, you know, the kind of sorrow, he says Aleinu there, without the Chasima. Who had in the Shema Tefillah, there's no ending. That's what we said last time. Then we said, how many people do you need to fast to say Aleinu and everything? So we said the first shit of the Mechaba, the Mechaba holds you have to have 10 people fasting. The Mishnah brings down, that's the Ikar Locha, you need to have 10 people fasting in order to say Anenu, Ishmael, Esther, or Vayachal. Then the Mishnah brings down, some say so that it, what?
The Chazan forgot twice,
where does he say it? After Mokam Sorosholim? Yeah. He didn't say it by God, Gula. He did not say Shmak Elenu. He says it before the Kaddish, so just after you, after Mokam Sorosholim.
Before Kaddish.
Then we spoke about, so this is the halacha now of how many people you need to say by echal and anein, so we said 10, that's ideal. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that some say, the Mishnah Berurah says 7, others say 6 is okay. I say, it looks like we take on it's not ideal. Then I looked up this halacha about a kohen, very interesting halacha about being called up on a fasting. So the halacha is, like this, the halacha is, I can't got time to go tomorrow, the kohen is here, but the halacha is, if someone's not fasting, he should not be called up for the aliyah. I just actually, please, my memory's all right actually, because I just reminded someone today, I wanted to see if I got the story right. I told you, yes, it was a story, I was in the shul, and a kohen got called up, and he said no. I remember, so I just said to someone today, he was there with me actually, and I said to him, do you remember the story? He said, remember the story? Of course I remember the story. He said, actually, he said, there were two kohen there. And he was right. The second kohen didn't even bother calling up. But the first kohen said he doesn't want the aliyah. First kohen, he said to me, Kili, remember as well, the first kohen said he does not want the aliyah.
Someone else.
And that's Taka the Halacha, really. It looks like that's the Halacha. Someone's not fasting should not be called up. If he's fasting, Mishas Kriyas the Torah, but he doesn't intend to finish off the fast, and if it's on a Monday or Thursday, Shachris, that's okay. Otherwise, it's not. So what this Kohen should do is best to go out. Either go out or make sure another Kohen gets called up. If he gets called up, it looks like I couldn't find one that says you get called up, you go up. I'm going to check it up a little bit later. But I couldn't find anyone who says that you called him up. If he gets the Maestro, he made a mistake, he called up the Kohen, and not on a Monday or Thursday.
No.
And the Maestro, the Kohen said, I'm not fasting, so the Maestro should not go up. As far as I know, but I've got to check it up. Anyone? Yeah. Okay, everybody's out. Today's Shia, new one, actually. Very, very interesting. I must have a lot of. I enjoy preparing this Shia. I would enjoy praying it, but this one was especially. You also do watch it, very good. Shia. So here, the Shia was very interesting about. What time is Shachris on Shabbos morning? What time should you daven Shachris on Shabbos morning?
Oh, that's interesting.
What do you think?
How does it not from daven Shachris on Shabbos
morning?
Why?
Slowly, don't daven. It says. Shachris. So the Ramah in Reish Pei Aleph actually addresses this question. The Ramah says, Noyagim, Sheba Shabbos Ma'achrin Yoyse Lovoy. The meaning is, says the Ramah, to make Shabbos davening slightly later. Bimachoyel, what's the reason? Mishum to Tomish Yoyse Achoyel, now Boyke. Whatever brings it to common Tomish or Shachar, in the Torah it says it Uba Boyke. It says the word Boyke. When it comes to Shabbos, it says Uba Yoyim HaShabbos. But Boyke seems to be earlier than Uba Yoyim HaShabbos. Says the Ramah, therefore the meaning is to make. What?
In the Besamikdash with
an Ulsa Ma'ach on
Shabbos?
Good Shaila. It's good Shaila.
I imagine not.
I'm not sure. Where's the Ramah coming from? Ramah's coming, that was in England to do, to make it later. Yeah, it looks like from here. It looks like from the Ramah. It looks like that's from Shabtaka. That they were Makrim the Korban Tomid slightly later on Shabbos morning than the others, than later. So the question is, how late is that? That's a good question. So the first one depends on the time you've done it in a week. What? So that's a big question. What is the Maisa? You see over here, as we're talking about here, the Mishnah Berurah says quite clearly, one has to be careful if you've done late on Shabbos that you should not pass as Zman Krishma. Now, I don't mean he's talking about with the brokers, he's talking about the Maisa. Let's say now, for example, Sosman Krishma is in the morning, 9 o'clock. No, what is your time, Sosman Krishma? 9:04. Okay, about 9:04. So that means the person should be up before 9:04 so that he can say Krishma. It doesn't mean that they're with the brocha. I don't think Mr. Brewer brings that. Then Mr. Brewer is an interesting thing. Mr. Brewer brings, Uberashi and Megillah, Mashma, Shagam, Ushabbos, Mitzvah, Lamayah. A person should come early on Shabbos as well. Because he's Cholik with the Ramah. Rashi brings a Sefta, I think it's a Sefta, but Sefta Sofrim, that you should also get up early on Shabbos. Okay, so Lamayah, that's everyone to do. So that's the first part. I don't want to go into all the things about davening late and everything like that. The Maisa, we know that the halacha is, let's start with this actually. The halacha is, it's in the pay test. So when is the latest time for davening Shabbos really? What is the sof zman for davening Shabbos? So the Machaber says in Siman Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, Zman Tefillas HaShachar starts from Netz, ideally, okay, let's read that out now. The name Shabbos Mano ad Soif Arbashos. That time extends till 4 hours into the day. But you know what time that is on Ruach? What time is Sof Zman Tefillah? 10:30? No, I'm not sure. My thing is, look at Ruach, what the Sof Zman Tefillah is. Then the Machaber carries on. In Tor, if someone made a mistake, Oy, Ovav, Yisbal, Ach, Abishos, and he davened after 4 hours into the day, at Chatzos, till midday. So Chatzos, I don't know what time is. 10 past 1, I don't know what time, yeah?
Sometimes it was 1:15.
Yes, it was 1:15, okay, 1:15. Someone delayed till that time. Afar pisha eno is schar tefillah bezman. He got no schar tefillah bezman because you passed it, 1 to 4 hours have passed. Schar tefillah mina ikka. You still get the schar tefillah. And he carries on the remark. Va'ach chatzois ostin is spelt for the shachas. After chatzois, you may not daven for the shachas. Mr. Bruce says over here, how you work out the 4 hours, okay, we're not going into that, but he says that Lemaisa Lechatchila, Avada Lechatchila, wants to try and get Shmona Esra at least within the 4 hours of the day. The Shachri Shmona Esra. That's what he says. Right, so right, I said, maze doesn't work. He says, Lemaisa, if someone didn't daven then, he's allowed to daven afterwards, but it's not ideal, yeah? Right, so that is halacha number one. But davening not later than 4 hours. Then halach is another interesting halach in Siman Pei Tes also. And that is that before davening, a person is not allowed to eat or drink. As in Pei Tes, Siv Gimel.
And is that a medication?
That's a good question, Moshe is asking. So the Maestro, I think Rosh Hashanah says, someone's taking medication, he's a bit of water, that's no problem at all. Because that water's not for the Hanoi. You'll see the shadow over here in Pei Tes, Siv Gimel, the Ramah says, the Machaber says, you should not eat or drink before davening Shabbos. Now, the Vayel we're talking about on a normal weekday. We can't shout with Hashem. The Vayel we're talking about on a normal weekday. So on a normal weekday, a person may not eat or drink before Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It's not so simple because the Machaber carries on. Avamayim mutter. This shows goes with them. Water is allowed before davening. Okay, we'll see what water means. So tell the Mishnah Berurah, why are you not allowed to? However, someone eats and drinks before davening, It's not interested to be. He's worried about his body more than davening for me. After he eats and drinks, and he comes to me, that's not very good. Also, based on the apostle, you should not eat before you daven for yourself. So the ma'aseh says an issur to eat or drink before. What do you call it? Before davening Shabbos. Now, the important Mishabura says that water is allowed. What's the chilek? The loyshayim who gaiva. There's no gaiva there. So Mishabura, that's without sugar. Okay, so the apostle said that nowadays, coffee, tea, and all these things, even with sugar and milk, that is allowed. So that's why many people got a minik, lemaisa, especially on Shabbos. But we're talking about a weekday now, for example, very often before they go to shul, or in shul itself, they have a kava before they do anything else. That is mutter. But to have a breakfast or something else before you go to daven for yourself, the chora is not correct. Yeah, that's what we're saying over here. Chora is very posh halachas. The Mishnah says that you shouldn't have anything. The Mishnah speaks about sugar here. That's wrong. But the Maaseh possibly said nowadays, since it's such a common thing, it must have been very rare in those days. So therefore, it wasn't really such an ideal thing to do. It looks like a bit of gaiva to have sugar in your tea and coffee before you actually really have to dump. But nowadays, the possibly say, well, it's normal for a person to do this. Everyone has coffee and tea. Most people have coffee and tea with some sort of sweetener inside with milk. There's no problem before davening to have this at all. The Mechaba actually carries on. This issa applies bein b'chored bein b'shabbos. This issa of eating and drinking applies in a weekday or on Shabbos. Now, the actually is on Shabbos, there's an added problem. And that is that on Shabbos, what are you going to do about Kiddush? So we'll have to come to that first. So let's look at first what our lock is with Kiddush a minute. So that's
some people, and after they've finished down right here, they make it as a mitzvah. So why do they have to make it before they can eat?
When they make it, well, Kiddush after davening is a problem. We're talking about making Kiddush before davening.
When's the halacha of Kiddush?
Oh, that's nice. Very good. So that's over here, the interesting lock over here. And it says, he wants to know when the chiyuv starts of Kiddush. Good question. Let's have a look. So on Shabbos, let's start with halacha number one. Shabbos, Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dal. Let's start with the very first halacha. Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dal. Let's talk about Friday night. Asur Litzum Klum Koyim Shikadish. A person may not taste anything before he makes Kiddush. Let's talk about Friday night. Afilu Mayim. Even water. On Friday night, once a person has become Shabbos, it's also for him to eat or drink until he actually makes Kiddush. That's halacha number one. Some allow a woman to drink water if it's not yet made a shvashim. That's the one. On Shabbos morning, they say, Reish Pei Tes Sif Aleph. Reish Pei Tes Sif Aleph. He says also, on Shabbos morning, you have to do the same as Friday night. Your table should be set. And you have to make a bracha or boi prayer offering. That's called kiddush rabba. Akach yitzal yodom yitzal lecha mishnah. Gam zeh kiddush sorry, you're welcome. So that this kiddush has to be welcome. So that then chava adds on. V'shelo yitrim kein leklum. You mustn't taste anything on Friday Shabbos morning like it is on Friday night. As we stay here, yeah. Now he's asking a good question. That's very nice. That. But when does the chiv of kiddush start on Shabbos morning? When you wake up in the morning, let's say on Shabbos morning, have you got a chiv of kiddush then? Let's say someone wants to eat. First of all, there's two problems. One is eating before davening shacharis has got a problem of a weekday problem that you must eat before davening. That's number one. Number two is the problem is that before eating, you have to make kiddush. But maybe you could say that kiddush doesn't start yet. Maybe kiddush hasn't started by shacharis. Why not? Why is there no kiddush before shacharis? Because the ma'aseh is not the zman. No, Chazal made kiddush when it's the zman of eating. Before shacharis is not the zman of eating. It's very possible there's no chiyuv kiddush then. But you still got a problem with the fact that you must eat before davening.
You said you can have a coffee.
A coffee. So a coffee and all that is mutter. That's the same. So that's all okay. That's taka mutter. Coffee over there. I'm talking about some people, Moishi, have quite a bit of cake before the davening or whatever. They have cake and drinks and things like that. Where is that coming from? So there's an interesting halach which is also not so poshut, and that is the Mishabura says in Reish Pei Tes, the Mishabura says, what about a chola? Someone who's not well. Someone who can't wait so long for Kiddush. So the Mishnah brings down in Bi'ah Lachad, the Masal Chayva, Misha Hetzelor Lech, Lishna Kohen, the Fuller, Gershul Rufua, Posha, the Tzor, the Kash Bechila. So the Mishnah Brua learns, if someone is a Chayla, and he can't manage to wait till after davening, then such a person, his Chiyuv Kiddush starts now, because since for him he's allowed to eat, so now for him, there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. A normal person who's not meant to eat before Shach, because he's got no Chiyuv Kiddush. But this Chayla over here, who is a Chayla, he's allowed to eat before davening, such a person, the Chayla, he says, Mishmur has got a Chiyuv Kiddush.
Before coffee.
So coffee's not worse than anyone else.
No.
If he could do without this, he just needs a coffee. I would say he shouldn't do it. Let's say he doesn't need to eat the whole meal. You say if he needs to eat the whole meal anyway.
If he's going to have to breakfast.
Yeah, I always say it's time. If he's going to have breakfast anyway, maybe a coffee also should have what you call it before. So the Master Mishnah Brewer is quite clear. The Mishnah Brewer learns that a choyla who has to eat on Shabbos morning, he should make Kiddush first, and then he should eat. Now this is a huge machlokes, it's not possible. Mishnah Brewer brings many achronim like this, many achronim hold like this, but there are other achronim who disagree. And they tine that there's no chiyuv of Kiddush and Shacharis for a choyla. Since Chazal made the chiyuv of Kiddush for a normal person, that is only after davening. So for this choyla, even though he has to eat beforehand, it could be there's no chiyuv of Kiddush for him. So this is a huge machlokas amongst the poskim. What happens? I mean, the Mishnah Brewer is quite clear. Mishnah Brewer says, no shaila, you have to make kiddush before you eat. Other poskim disagree, and they say no. They say that, the mice you don't need to, because since it's not normal time for making kiddush, Chazal allowed this choyla to eat without making kiddush. So this is a big machlokas. Some poskim make achra like this. If the choyla doesn't have to have bezoinus, he can manage it. So I remember someone told me he has to have a bowl of cornflakes before he goes to shul. He's got a very bad stomach. The maestro says he can't manage if his stomach is not filled with certain things. He needs to have his stomach full of it. So if you're having a bowl of cornflakes, which is not mezonos food, so some possible hobby in that case there, since there's no chiyuv of kiddush for mezonos, then you're allowed to eat that stuff without a problem. And for choyla. That means, first of all, it's not like Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer holds that for everything one needs to make kiddush, but you should obviously, according to Mishnah Brewer, you have to have cake then.
You can't have a coffee and a kiddush because it's not chal the kiddush. And then you have to have cake.
Not for myself.
The kiddush should be chal, you have to have.
Who are you talking about?
Mishnah Brewer
is talking about a chal, he's got to have a whole meal.
Yeah. If you're just having a drink.
No, a drink is no problem. So a drink, okay, so I want to scare Rabbi Yisrael. Shabbos morning, if a person wants to have a cup of coffee or tea, that's not called a problem. Before, there's a person is allowed to have that before making kiddush. No problem. We're talking about, let's say, for example, some people have got a minute, they do eat before. I'm trying to explain what happens. So I'll tell you, first we start with the choyla. A choyla who has to eat before davening, so the Mishnah Brewer rules, you have to make kiddush first. Such a person has to make kiddush first. Other achronim disagree. And they make a distinction, and they say, if it's not mezonos foods, it's likely he has to have a plate of cornflakes. Or I don't know where else he has to have rice cakes. He has to have rice cakes, I don't know, whatever it is. Anything there which is not a la mechia, let's say he has lochshen kegel, such a case like that, he's not...
Lochshen
kegel, they talk about pus. They talk about it has to be a tzura pus to make a problem. They say if it's not tzura or pus, cake or bread, then he can have this without eating kiddush. That is what some say. Others say it's not a fixed meal, it's not his main meal, it's just a temporary thing. Even if it's a temporary thing, he's allowed to. Now, I think that the people who are makel to eat before davening, they tainer, they're like cholim. They tainer, they're shvach. They can't daven properly without a meal.
So make kiddush.
1 minute. So if they're tainer that without the Mishnah Brewer, a cholim doesn't need to make kiddush. So they will eat without making kiddush. Again, I'm trying to explain to you why some people eat on Shabbos morning without kiddush. What?
They have cake.
And they have cake. So they are relying on this fact that a choyla does not need to make kiddush. So it's not like the Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer holds that a person who's eating a choyla has to eat, has to make kiddush. But they're relying on the opinion which holds that a choyla does not have to make kiddush if it's not a main meal of it. As I said, there's two pshatim when a choyla is out here. Rav Moshe says the fact is if you eat food items that are not anamichah, which are not bread or cake. Others learn if it's not your main meal. So the people who are eating before davening are relying on this fact they've got another choyla, They're not making kiddush. The choyle doesn't need to make kiddush. That's what we're doing. I must tell you, someone actually points out that really for a choyle, it's far better for him to actually daven shacharis at home privately, make kiddush after shacharis, eat what he has to, and then go to shul for kriyas haTorah musaf. So this whole area of eating for kiddush not possible. Okay, Rabbi, so let's see what's going on. All right. I'm not here.